May the word of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts stay true to the written word and lead us closer to the living word. Amen. So my opening line is something I've already said, and that is that I hope you enjoyed the short video, or at the very least, a break from hearing my voice. But let's have another look at that story. Jesus is just walking along, and he sees a man sitting at a table, and his name is Matthew, and he is a tax collector. In Jesus' time, tax collectors were not very popular. Much like the politicians of today, people didn't really trust or like them very much. And they had good reason for that. Tax collectors worked for the Romans. A lot of people didn't like the fact that Rome thought it could make all the rules. Another reason, perhaps even more personal, was that tax collectors would tax people extra money, sometimes leaving them in poverty, while the tax collector took the extra bit for themselves. Consequently, they were the pariahs of society. They were considered cheaters and traitors. It would have made perfect sense then for Jesus to keep on walking by. After all, that is what everybody else would have done. Instead, Jesus stops and he says two words, and he says them very clearly: follow me. The fact that Jesus chose such an outcast to follow him is quite surprising. But what he does next is even more shocking. Jesus goes to Matthew's house to eat. He hasn't just called Matthew to follow him. He's now going to go and socialize with him. When they get to Matthew's house, there are even more tax collectors, more people with bad reputations, more people society would sooner live without. The religious leaders of the day are pretty stunned by this type of behaviour. So they ask Jesus' disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" In other words, why choose those people? Hearing this, Jesus says it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but those who are sick. Jesus, with this statement, is not really, or at least not solely, talking about those who have an illness. Though he is announcing he has come for the sick, he also means for those who have made mistakes, for the lost and the forgotten, for the rejected of society, the despised, the outcast, and even the tax collector. He has come for everyone. This story does serve to remind us that no matter how we view ourselves or how society sees us, Jesus' message, it doesn't change. It stays the same. Follow me. Notice that in the story, that when Jesus calls Matthew, Matthew has to physically get up and follow Jesus. Something about how Matthew is living has already changed. He's moved. So come as you are, but don't stay that way. Jesus calls us into a new way of life, one with grace, with truth, and with love, none of which we can earn and none of which we can discard. Those of us who are here today, either in person or joining us via Zoom, have answered in some way the call to follow Jesus. But have we allowed ourselves to be moved and changed by that call? Do we live in this new life? I'm just going to leave it there with just a couple of questions before I finish. They are rhetorical, for the record. We could be here a long time discussing some of the theology that's about to come up. Do we have compassion on the people around us? Are we individually or as church truly welcoming to the outcast? Do we live a life that believes no one is too messy or broken for Jesus, including ourselves? Just some questions there to reflect on as we continue through the area of responding to today's passage. Let us pray. Lord, you call us to follow you, not because we are faultless and ready, but because we are not. Thank you that you love us just as we are. Help us to hear your call today and every day, just as clearly as Matthew did. Amen.